Chapter 2, The Ass. You all know the donkeys that live in our country, and perhaps sometimes you have a ride on one. Well, the ass of the Bible is an animal like that, and was very much used in Palestine, as it is still. It was used for carrying heavy loads and burdens for the people. The loads were fastened on its back, and the patient animal would carry them for long distances. Sometimes the ass might lie down under its burden and not be able to rise up from the ground. Then God said that anyone who saw the poor animal should go and help it get up again, even although it belonged to another man who hated him. You will see how much the ass carried if you read about those who brought food to David and his men after he was driven from his throne by his son Absalom. They met David with 2 asses carrying 200 loaves of bread, 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. Then afterwards the asses were used to carry the king and his household. But on the Sabbath day, when men were to rest and not do their work as on the 6 days of the week, God said they were to let their asses rest also. So careful was God for these animals, that they should have rest from their burdens on the Sabbath days and be refreshed, and that men should not use them for work. You know also that we are still told to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy and not do any unnecessary work. It is very sad to see so many people in these days disobeying this commandment of the Lord. May we not be like them, but cease from work on the Sabbath and go up to the house of the Lord to worship Him with His people. Sometimes the people would ride themselves upon the back of the ass, and that would be a heavy burden for it to carry. Princes or judges might ride upon a white ass because they were great men. But usually to ride upon an ass would be a humble and lowly way of traveling from place to place. So when Jesus came to Jerusalem, he rode upon an ass or upon the colt or young ass by its side. This was to show how humble and lowly he was, as he said to the people, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." Yet he is the king of his people, and might have sat upon a fine horse instead of upon an ass. But the prophet had said over 400 years before, that he would ride in this lowly manner, as it is written, "Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." So you see how every word in the Bible about Jesus has been fulfilled by his coming. Now we want to tell you about another ass spoken of in the Bible. You will remember perhaps hearing or reading about Balaam, who lived at the time when the children of Israel were passing through the wilderness. There was a king whose name was Balak, and when he saw all the people of Israel coming, he was afraid and sent for Balaam to come and curse them. But God said he should not go and curse his people Israel. Yet Balaam saddled his ass and went with the princes of Balak. God was angry with him and sent an angel in the way to stop him. Balaam did not see the angel, but the ass did and turned aside out of the way. At last the ass fell down under Balaam, which made him angry. And he hit the ass with his rod. Then God worked a wonderful miracle and made the ass speak to its master, Balaam, and rebuke him. Balaam's eyes were opened to see the angel with a sword in his hand, which made him fall down afraid. Yet still he would go, and God allowed him, but made him bless the people instead of cursing them. Now a little word about the wild asses. Perhaps there is no creature more wild and careless and foolish than the wild ass that lives a free life in the open country. Yet it is said that man is just as vain and foolish and is born like a wild ass's colt. As he is born, man has no more knowledge of God or right care for his soul than a wild ass. He is vain and thinks he knows a great deal, but is ignorant of God and of himself as a lost sinner. So we need to be born again of the Holy Spirit and have our eyes opened to see how sinful we are and what need we have of that salvation which Jesus came to work out for his people. Now there are several texts for you to find and read. First, about the ass being helped up with its burden and resting on the Sabbath day, you will find in the book of Exodus, chapter 23. Then the kind of loads they used to carry are told us in the 2nd of Samuel, chapter 16. The account of Jesus riding into Jerusalem is in the 21st chapter of Matthew, and the 9th chapter of Zechariah. Balaam's ass is in the book of Numbers, chapter 22, and the wild ass in the book of Job, chapter 11.